Shabbat Shalom. It's a beautiful time of year. We just came through the gorgeous cherry tree season, and suddenly the streets are dressed in colors as we walk by beds of flowers dotting the sidewalks. Yet we spend most of our time inside, surrounded by unchanging walls and windows and ceilings. We consult our weather apps to find out how to prepare for the wilds of outdoor temperatures. We check our computers to find out what time the sun will set. Instead of looking to the rhythm of our bodies to tell us when to rest, we submit to our preset calendars. We try to control time, ignoring when we are tired. We run from thing to thing, pushing ourselves to do, to achieve, to create, to produce, to fill our time, to find the next interest, to conclude each day feeling perfectly productive. But we are human beings, not human doings. In this week's Torah portion, we read about the Shemitah year, the sabbatical year, an ancient cycle in which we let the land rest and replenish every 7 years. During the Shemitah year, crops cannot be commercially harvested. We also learn about the Jubilee year, which occurs after 7 cycles of Shemitah years and represents a more comprehensive ecological, economical, and social reset. This notion of a deliberate reset is an ancient Jewish concept, radical in its time, and still radical today. It's countercultural to stop. In the city that never sleeps, movement is so often our goal. We show off to one another about how busy we are, uttering long lists of meetings, phone calls, programs, lunches, and appointments. We love to do this because when we say how busy we are, what we are really saying is how important we are, how vital we are, how alive with doing we are. The act of disconnecting, laying low, and reflecting on things can feel uncomfortable, even unpleasurable. Many of us feel compelled to just keep going, to keep being productive. For example, Shabbat might seem like a great idea for someone else. We might feel too busy for Shabbat. We have too much to do. Maybe we'll keep it when we retire. Yet rest is a central concept in the Torah, so much so that we're presented with these different categories of rest: Shabbat, the Shemitah, and the Jubilee years. Shabbat asks us to give up control of time. In a culture of constant striving, Shabbat invites rest for its own sake. Most often, we might think of Shabbat as there to replenish us from the rest of the week, but a midrash suggests it is just the opposite. The busyness of the other 6 days exists only for the purpose of making Shabbat more special. This midrash says that although Shabbat was the last to be created, it was the first in God's mind. It was the height of creation, and that everything exists only for the sake of Shabbat. We may think of this as how we treat a beloved. All of our relationships are important, but our beloved holds a central place in our lives. What would our lives be like if we thought of Shabbat like a beloved? While Shabbat invites us to change our relationship with time, the Shemitah, the practice of the sabbatical year, asks us to change our relationship with space, with land. As we know, the land cannot sustain giving and giving without end. But what does that mean for those of us who are not farmers? The concept of Shemitah urges us to become cognizant of our impact on the environment. Are we mindful of our use of plastics? Do we consider our carbon footprint? Do we make food choices based on the carbon footprint involved in food production? Whereas the concept of the Jubilee asks us to change our relationship with our sense of ownership. In the Torah, during the Jubilee year, property was released, indentured servants were freed, and debts were forgiven. When our next Jubilee year arrives, I do not imagine that we will be forgiving debts and returning properties. So what is the ikar, the central essence of this teaching for us? The Jubilee year reminds us that we don't really own anything. We may have a sense of entitlement derived from our holdings, our accomplishments, our status, but in a sense, all we really have is who we are. We are caretakers of an earth that doesn't belong to us. We inherit what is given to us for a short time, and then we pass it on. We don't own anything except the moments that make up our lives. Shabbat, rest for our bodies. Shemitah, rest for the land. And Jubilee, releasing our sense of ownership, all have the effect of shifting our perspective. When we pause, we gain new insight into the meaning of our lives. We make space for a spiritual awakening. And from this posture, we have the ability to renew, regenerate, and start again. It is what the prophet meant when he uttered the words, Hashiveinu Adonai Elecha v'Neshuva, return us, O God, to you, and let us be renewed. Shabbat Shalom.